Now, the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. Today, we tell the story of the 9/11 attacks through some of the words spoken that morning 10 years ago. A newly released document includes recordings of air traffic controllers, military pilots, and others reacting to the fast-moving events. On September 11, 2001, 19 Al-Qaeda members hijacked 4 passenger planes in the eastern United States. They crashed 2 of them into the World Trade Center in New York City, destroying the Twin Towers. A third plane hit the Pentagon, the Defense Department headquarters outside Washington. The fourth plane crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. The document is known as an audio monograph. It begins with normal radio calls shortly after 8 o'clock. American Airlines Flight 11 had just left Boston for Los Angeles with 92 people.
Boston, good morning, American 11 with you, passing through 190 for 230.
American 11, Boston, center, Roger, climb, maintain for level 280.
Soon, radio contact is lost. A flight attendant on the plane, Betty Ong, called a company office to report the hijacking. A woman at that office then calls the airline's emergency line.
So far what I've got, the number 5 flight attendant's been stabbed, but she seems to be breathing. The number 1 seems to be stabbed pretty badly, and she's lying down on the floor. They don't know whether she's conscious or not. The other flight attendants are in the back, and that's as far as I know. It seems like the passengers in the coach might not be aware of what's going on right now.
At 8:24, the voice of hijacker Mohammed Atta was heard over the radio.
Nobody moves. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
At 8:50, controllers in New York received a call from another plane.
Anybody know what that smoke is in Lower Manhattan?
I'm sorry, say again?
A lot of smoke in Lower Manhattan.
A lot of smoke in Lower Manhattan?
Out of the top of the World Trade Center building, the major fire.
Air traffic controllers had already informed the military about the hijacking.
We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to, we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
An order to launch fighter jets came as Flight 11 was hitting the North Tower. At the same time, another plane, United Flight 175, was being hijacked. It struck the South Tower. At 9:38, American Airlines Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. A military transport plane reported the crash.
Roger, we're climbing at 3,000, sir, and looks like that aircraft is impacted at the west side of the Pentagon.
All right, thank you.
The fourth plane, United Flight 93, crashed just after 10 near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Passengers had rebelled against the hijackers who had turned the plane toward Washington. At 10:32 came this message for military officials.
You need to read this. Region commander has declared that we can shoot down tracks that do not respond to our direction.
Okay. By then, it was too late. The 9/11 attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. The complete audio monograph is on the Rutgers Law Review website. You can find a link to the site at voaspecialenglish.com. Words and Their Stories was written by Avi Arditi. I'm Faith Lapidus.